What is up, Dolphin fans? Welcome to another episode of the Dolphin Collective. Got a big one today for you guys. Like I said, got a lot to talk about next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They have mandatory mini camps. So it's going to be interesting, as you can see what the second topic is. We will get to that. But first, to do real quick, want to shout out the sponsor, Prize Picks. Play five, you get 50 instantly using that promo code HMA. Later in the episode, we are going to talk a little bit more about that. Also, we are less than 100 away from 14,000 subscribers. We are growing very quickly. Shout out to everyone who has subscribed. If you haven't yet, hit that like button. We appreciate the heck out of all of you guys. So we had OTAs yesterday, open to Wednesday, open to you guys. You guys chatted about it. And under the radar. Now, there are some players that we're not hearing about. And, you know, are they sneaking through? Are they under the radar? Or are these the type of players that are going to show up during training camp?
Which players are you referring to, Doug?
Well, like Jacob Rodriguez. How's he doing?
Very, very under the radar right now.
Looks like a rookie.
Off the radar right now.
It's a rookie. What do you expect from rookies, though? Let's be real about that.
Immediate impact. Instant.
Right now. Second round pick. Better see him hit the ground running. Should people really be freaking out over the OTAs and what is happening right now with OTAs?
Absolutely not.
Only if it's Malik Willis not having a great day.
I'm gonna do my part and make sure that a certain name is not said this episode. So I want to make sure.
Let's not mention anybody. Let's not mention part time jobs, man. You know. So.
Damn. We're what? 2 minutes and 34 seconds.
I'm just saying. Let's try. Let's make it work. Let's you know.
Now, under the radar, do you guys want to talk about under the radar as in they're not going to perform? Like, how do you want to go about talking about under the radar?
I think it's best to talk about guys that are kind of having surprising camps because people say we're too negative, me and Poupard. So, wow. I just take the straight. No, this guy too.
Yeah, both of us.
Yeah,
they're also pretending we're jumping out of conclusions, folks. We're not. We never ever once said it was a bad practice for the offense on Wednesday. Therefore, the offense will suck in the regular season. We never ever said that or even suggested that. Okay, so seriously, get a grip.
And we don't know what they look like the rest of the week. It could just be a bad day. We haven't had a red zone. We haven't had a red zone day, and. You know how it looked in red zone day in the past. We'd get like 6, 7, 8 touchdowns per day, and you know, during the red zone, and you make great highlights, and you know, you feather a pass to a big tall receiver, and then catch it, and you know, it looks pretty.
Did you just say to a big tall receiver? You developed both of us, didn't you?
Damn.
Slow down. Touchdown pass. Tua,
you guys mentioned this on Wednesday too. that I thought it was very interesting. It was a good point when you're talking about the defense and how last year, you know, a certain player looked very good going up against another certain player, being Kenneth Grant going up against Jonah, and then all of a sudden when they're not facing each other, it wasn't the same. So that's the other thing. You know, a lot of people are I hope they're not getting their hopes up. Not saying it's not going to happen. Again, we all need to preference that we're just talking about now. But the defense, right? The defense is doing their thing. I don't want people to be like, oh, this defense.
Let's calm down on the defense is doing their thing. The defense is creating turnovers, which is great. And yes, last week, our first 11-on-11 that we saw, there were pressure coming from the ends. But to say the defense is doing their thing means that they're stopping the run. I haven't seen a single run play.
They're running the ball.
In two practices. Yeah. So,
but they're doing their thing under the under what they can do right now. All they can do is defend the pass, and for the most part, they've done it pretty well.
It's easier for defensive players because all they know is there's going to be a pass. I run upfield and go get the quarterback. Mm-hmm, I drop my D coverage and prevent the pass from being thrown. Okay.
And you're not getting sucked in by play action.
Yeah.
If you already know for the most part,
they're not running the ball. Can they run the ball in OTAs? Like, is it possible to have running plays without
pads on? It's possible, but it's possible.
I'm sorry, go ahead. They're doing walkthrough settings.
I've seen it in OTA settings from time to time.
But not to piggyback off what you were saying, Omar, it's completely different for the defense versus the offense, especially for Malik, who has to worry about, do my receivers know where they're going? Are my receivers going to be where I need them to be? And, you know, read this, that, where is the cornerback? You're just, you worry about if the safety is in the right spot behind you, but mostly you're just, I got to cover this man. So,
and they always say this, that, you know, on offense, all 11 guys have to be doing their job in order for the play to be successful. On defense, a couple guys can screw up. As long as you don't catch them, they'll be all right. Like, you don't have to play on one accord. So, you know, it's a tougher task for the offensive players. And, you know, and so it generally, like I remember there was a year that a quarterback didn't participate in any 11-on-11 work for whatever reason. He didn't participate. And the practices look like crap. It was Skyler and it was Mike White and it looked like crap. So, you know.
No. It was a certain quarterback who wanted his money because the market is the market and the Dolphins showed him the money. I'm sorry.
Trauma.
But yeah, because, you know, you could have a corner get beat, but if your pass rush gets there, then it doesn't really matter that the cornerback got beat. Like Omar was saying,
understand that at this time of year, invariably the defense is going to look better than the offense because, again, there's a lot more synchronization required on offense. And then, generally speaking, also when you have your backup quarterbacks in there, because usually they're backups for a reason, unless you have two like starter level quarterbacks on your roster,
like we do,
Quinn Ewers.
It's maybe had a good explanation.
Last time I checked, both quarterbacks on the Dolphins roster were backups. Sorry.
He says which players aren't getting media visibility but are quietly putting in work and looking solid.
That list would start with Jordan Phillips, who looks like people don't like when I use the term brick house, but because they think it has some sexual connotation to it. We had this discussion.
He's a brick house.
Well, why can't it be he's a brick house? Like, I don't get that. You know, I never knew it had a sexual connotation.
It's a song, but you know, he's looking rock solid. Put it like that. He's looking rock solid.
Pause. I get it now. I didn't get it before, but I get it now. All right.
I'm also hearing from you guys, you know, Juju Brents is looking pretty solid.
I like Juju Brents. I think he moves differently than all the other cornerbacks.
He's just staying healthy.
I like the height. I like the movement skills. I like the ball. You know, he just looks like, I think he was a former second-round pick. He looks like a second-round pick. Now, We know he can't stay healthy, and his legs are like the size of twigs. So, you know, we know what time it is on that one.
Did he get hurt last year? Was it a leg injury?
Foot.
He looks a little bit in terms of his physique, like Ife Melifonwu. Like, he's built almost like, I think it might have been you who came up with like a praying mantis a little bit. Like, he's very, very like, what's the word I'm looking for?
He's long. He's like long. Yeah.
A little bit. Like
long,
yes, long.
Doug Dante Trader Jr.
Can we get him to the list?
I don't think we could say he's flying under the radar because everybody in the media wrote stories about him this week. It's interesting that the Dolphins gave us Devon Achane. You know, we don't get to choose who we talk to during the week. You know, they're like, you get what you get, and what's the stake?
That's how that's where you tell your kids.
Yeah.
You don't get upset.
My daughter just gets what she just gets what she wants.
That'll work out well for you.
I know.
I'm working on it. When it came to dinner, my dad would say, if you don't eat it, you starve. And I'm like, okay, I'll eat it. So
I'm that kid that would be like, all right, I'll starve then. So we talked to Devon Achan, who we got to talk to for the first time. Props to Teron Armstead for getting Devon Achan exclusive. They're buds. So they sat next to each other in the locker room. Hopefully, Jesus, I just saw $100,000.
Yeah, we gotta get to Phillips real quick.
Let me finish my point.
Go ahead.
And then we got Dante Trader, who, you know, they know it's about selling hope right now. They know Dante Trader is the biggest offering of hope we can give you, Dolphin fans. And then they just so coincidentally gave us two of the players that, Dolphin fans had the biggest concerns about, which is Jonah, the worst offensive guard in the NFL last season, and then Chop Robinson, who I'm not sure who talked to him, because I know Isaiah talked to him. But he was there and he was gone in 2 minutes.
Let me point out something very quickly here, because you mentioned the props to Teron for getting Devon Achan for his first public comment since he signed the contract extension. There was a time not that long ago where a Dolphin player prominence would sign a contract extension for that kind of money. There would be a press conference about it. Those days are gone. You'll get him at the next availability, which was the case, and Teron got him before that.
But yeah, shout out to Phil Jones. $100. Jeez Louise. He said member for a year. And he's a member as well. Jeez, Phil. J-Rod is too small. I'm 5'10 and stood eye to eye with Zach Thomas, shook his hand, and signed that football over Doug Lee's shoulder. Yep, he gave me that football right there.
Nice.
Shout out to him. Won it at the fishing charity when Zach was a rookie fishing with Richmond Webb. J-Rod will be fine.
I never said anything about the size. I mean, I did say, like, last week, all the rookies are small, relatively small. But
I think he's just talking in general. Like the
But different body type than Zach, who was much, much squarer than Jacob Rodriguez. Well, I'm sorry.
He's just trying to get y'all ready.
Sorry?
He's just trying to get y'all ready for an All-Pro on the way. That's all he's doing. Jacob Rodriguez going to be there.
He very well might be fine down the stretch. Doesn't change the fact that right now he does not look the part of an NFL linebacker. And I get that Zach also didn't look the part of an NFL linebacker. Zach was much wider than Jacob Rodriguez. And I don't care what the listings say in terms of the dimensions. I'm talking from my eyeballs standing next to each guy. Zach Thomas was wider, bigger than Jacob Rodriguez.
He was, but Zach Thomas was like a walking brick. Just
feel like Barney Rubble.
I was thinking that exact thing. Yeah, that's a
good analogy.
he reminded me of a Flintstone. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other names that
really I haven't heard. Caden Proctor.
He's a first-round pick. He's not flying under any radar. Willie Gay Jr., listen to me, folks, people. Willie Gay Jr., okay? And I don't know if he's going to be setting himself up to have another training camp like he had last year when there are a bunch of media members, including Mega over here, wanted
him. Wait a minute, not you? You.
I wasn't clamoring for the orange jersey because I kept telling you, I know what goes into the orange jersey. There's some politics involved, and he wasn't going to get the orange jersey. If you notice, it was pretty much all guys who had been with the team for a bit who got the orange jersey.
He got robbed of the orange jersey, and he got robbed of playing time last year. Like, I'm sorry. That didn't make no damn sense. Now, if you ask me, the one thing that confused me about last year's team, like, the most, outside of certain persons' arm dying on them, it's, like, why did Willie Gay not play?
Look, Anthony Weaver told us it was basically because he plays the same spot as T. Dot, and then
no, he plays the same spot as Jordan Brooks.
Oh, Denver, sorry, same spot.
And the other linebacker played the same spot as T. Dot. Like, okay, how about you get the best player on the field?
Yeah, this is no team. You can play one linebacker spot, but not the other. To me, is a little
Brian Peckin also donating $100. He said to help you support your Tootsies.
Hey, you can get somewhere with $100, Omar.
I don't know if you can at Tootsies.
We appreciate these giant donations. You guys are crazy.
That way, I might end up at Tootsies tonight. I'm going to a Rick Ross Orchestra concert. It's the first
at Tootsies?
No, it's the first of his. Come on, Tootsies is an after-hour spot for me.
I got you.
So man, when my date wants to eat, you know where I'm going to take her at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Denny's would be a better one.
No, I can't eat it. No.
Am I going to Waffle House?
This is going to be a really stupid question. Is there a lot of diners down there for you guys? There's a diner everywhere.
No, it ain't like that.
There's some, not a ton.
Nah, I like up north.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Diners up north.
There's diners. I can't even name you a diner. There's one Waffle House in Miami, and that's actually by Tootsie's. And they don't even let you inside at night. You can order at the window. Yeah, exactly. A Waffle House that doesn't let you inside at night.
With Miami, in my Tootsies. I get it. I know the area.
Right? Yeah.
Any of the receivers going under the radar?
No.
They're all kind of just learning still.
They all suck.
Not so much.
Is Caleb Douglas really out there?
6'7". Yes, he's doing 6'7".
I'm banking on this man. Come on, not Caleb.
I mean, he's. I don't expect anything from rookies till maybe 2 weeks into training camp. After the first exhibition game, he don't know how to find his way home. Like. Mm-hmm. He make a wrong turn. He don't have the GPS. He don't know how to find his way home. Why do you expect him to learn a playbook?
I will tell you one thing that should tell you everything you need to know about the wide receivers. After I make the point that Malik Washington is very good, but he's not under the radar. He's been around. One of the guys who's been the most targeted in the practices that we've eyeballed is AJ Henning.
Mm.
He was a rookie free agent on the practice squad last year. So
I would disagree with you. I think Jalen Tolbert's been the most targeted.
Okay, you're wrong, but it's okay. You're alive.
Damn. Oh, man. I'm really not going to bring up the offensive defensive line because he can't do much without pads on.
I do want to praise Andrew Meyer for his work on Wednesday. Aaron Brewer was not there, and we didn't see any snapping issues.
Well.
There was one. Was that Malik too?
It was to Malik.
I'm sorry. There was one. I take it back. My praise.
But it's not as bad as it was the past few seasons, I'm noticing, because
Connor Williams like first training.
Yeah, Connor and Brewer used to have little slip ups.
Wow, snapping.
Yeah, Brewer and a certain quarterback had some disconnect. Chemistry issues.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Jeez, that's true. But speaking of Brewer, is he holding out? Is he hurt? Is he banged up? Did he have an excused absence? They didn't tell you guys, right?
No, they're not going to tell us. They'll probably. I mean, we should get Brewer next week. There's no reason why we shouldn't if he's working or if he chooses not to talk. He's the next in line for an extension, and I don't think. That was a holdout last week, but it could have been. He's the leader of that offensive line. Maybe. And here's the one thing I want to say about Brewer. Since he's been here, he has not participated in OTAs. This is the first year he's ever participated in OTAs. He's always been rehabbing something.
Mm.
So, you know, and size and durability, even though he's got that long playing streak, he's a tough guy, but it might take a lot of offseason rest to get him to where he needs to be for the season. And a lot of times at this point, a guy who's been battling something a little bit in OTAs maybe will have a clean out now, so he'd be ready for training camp. So we'll know next week.
I will give props to Keon Smith. He looked like he worked on his body in the offseason. He looks considerably. Omar, don't be making, do not be making that face. He, tell me I'm wrong.
Okay, and how did he look against Chop Robinson?
Again, like if you're going to worry about an OTA rep when, first of all, there's no running, there's no physicality from the offensive lineman. It's basically get off the ball. I'm sorry.
He got beat about 8 times. Okay.
All I said was about he worked on his body, and it was obvious.
Okay. Since we're talking about bodies, Zeke Biggers.
Yes, absolutely.
Zeke Biggers. He's sexy. He's slim and sexy now. Zeke is 6'6". They have him listed at 319. And keep in mind, when all the rookie defensive linemen came in, he was the biggest.
Mm.
And now he might be the smallest.
Mm.
Which, you know, props to – no, Jordan Phillips is the smallest at 305. Props to him. What I like about Zeke Biggers is the work that he's put in to redefine his body. I love Jordan Phillips, the strength. You could tell he's strong. You could look but he's always looked like that. He's always looked like that. And then we got the other guy.
Tua? No, I thought we weren't talking about Tua anymore. Oh,
I don't know why the Dolphins released that rep of Kenneth Grant running the cones, essentially. He looked slow. He looked big and he looked slow. I don't know if it was more like, okay, just get the technique down. Don't worry about speed. But they should not have released that footage because
I thought he was moving, Doug.
Big and slow.
I thought he looked a little fast. I don't know.
No pad, so it's very hard to evaluate. And maybe this guy's a gamer. Because maybe one day we'll have the ability to say he's a gamer. He's not a strong practice performer.
We'll see. It's all about the training camp, which, again, June 11th is the last day. And then they get that break. And that's where we really will see. Now, when they come back from that break, do they do another session of seeing who's still in shape type thing, or
they're off season? The players are off for a good full month, and they're out working on their own at probably Bomberito. How many? 6 weeks?
Mm. June 11th to what? July 20 something.
The Steelers open training camp July 29th, so it'll be around the same time.
Mm. Because they have a new head coach, right?
Don't you get in a few days early with a new coach?
No, you get to start the off-season program.
It's not 6 weeks. I guess it is 6 weeks.
And by the way, Doug, per the CBA, the first couple of days when they come back in training camp are conditioning days,
if they're still in shape and stuff.
It ain't no see if they still in shape. They better still be.
Well, they better be in shape. But
there's one guy that everyone's going to be watching with a magnifying glass. First round pick.
Oh, Proctor.
See if he's gained any weight. With that 6 weeks gone.
By the way, did you guys see this new deal? Apparently, we're looking down the road, but the final cut down to the 53 is coming on Sunday this year, not the Tuesday. So it's going to be 2 days after the preseason finale. Against the Falcons.
They are
quick turnaround.
Quick. You're gone.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Go ahead.
Well, they already know. First of all, they probably know 50 of their players before that preseason finale, and then it's the last three. And they can...
Teams already cut that weekend anyway. They're just making it official.
Yep.
That last one is who can shock us to gain the spot, I guess, because they already... Like you guys were saying, they already know.
They moved it up so they could start poaching people quicker.
Yeah, I don't know why they moved it up. I mean,
who's doing the Hall of Fame game? I know this is
Arizona and Carolina. I want to say
they're probably going to start training camp earlier.
Yeah, they'll start a week earlier.
TD, you got any prize picks?
Yeah, I'm getting actually on the same action. We got a game 7 in the Western Conference, ladies and gentlemen. Victor Wimbenyama. Wimbenyama. Hopefully that's right.
Wimby.
Yeah, Wimby said, I ain't going out without a fight. I ain't trying to let Floppin beat me. All right. So I'm gonna double down. Now, this was the ticket that that blew it for me last time, but I really want to emphasize this time for everybody to just think about the flex option on Prize Picks. If you get it all right, good. If you miss one, you still have an opportunity to win, okay? Also, the more that you play, the more that you're actually able to miss to still receive a payout. But it is available in so many different states, Florida, California, Texas, all right? So go on, click the link in the description of the video. Make sure you check it out and see if your state qualifies, all right? Play $5, get $50 instantly in lineups, but you got to use code HMA. Let them know the collective sent you.
Did you see when Wemby, I think it was a lot, like the last 2 minutes, he like was whispering to him. Then they took Alexander out because they started hitting him. They started hitting him hard. Like, all right, you going to flop? You going to flop? We're going to make sure you're flopping. I don't want OKC in the finals. I do not want OKC. They don't deserve it.
No, don't do that.
No.
I mean, I don't think they deserve to be a dynasty, but I'm rooting for Wimby. I find myself rooting for Wimby because I think he's the next ushering in the next era of a league superstar. I mean, he's 6'4" shooting 3-pointers.
The tree.
The handles.
He's a walking tree.
Yeah. 6 foot.
No, he's 7. He's 7'3". Or he's not.
I mean, 7'4". Yeah, 7'3", 7'4". I meant. Yeah.
Okay.
But wasn't this what Giannis was coming in?
No, Giannis was never a shooter. Giannis was never a shooter.
I guess more so his offensive dominance, regardless, though.
But he's not, dude. First of all, he doesn't have the handles that Wemby has, or the shooting ability that Wemby has.
He can be stopped going to the basket, which is,
yeah.
Why are we talking basketball?
I thought it was interesting.
They're not here to hear us talk basketball.
I need to see where Wemby got that shirt when he was walking into the stadium.
That's actually religious.
So it was not a shirt. It was like a.
Yeah.
It was an honor of a Muslim holiday.
I was like, that's a long shirt. Halfley's communication. Now, is this a communication to you guys, or is this a communication to the players, or is it all overall everything?
I think it's a communication to us. When I forgot who did it, but they made a meme about him explaining the cornerback.
Yeah.
They made a video about him explaining the cornerback, the nickel cornerback situation. And it was so thorough. Now, I'm sure coaches can talk technical football. They love to do that. Unfortunately, a lot of the media can't follow. But I will say I love the way he explains things. He explained his thought process on Caden Proctor, because that was bothering me, that the fact that you're not going to have Austin Jackson all OTAs and probably some of training camp, and you know that Caden Proctor is going to be playing right tackle for you. Like, let's stop faking the funk. Mm-hmm. Why not go take a look at it now? And he explained why not, because they want to give him something that he can be successful at, not overload him, and allow him an opportunity to be successful. Now, we all know when Austin Jackson suffers an injury, who's the first person that's going in there?
Caden Proctor.
So, but I respect the thought process, and I respect the explanation for the thought process.
Clear and concise.
Clear, very clear and concise.
He seems like he's not really trying to hide things or talk in circles.
I mean, but there's no gamesmanship right now because there's no games.
I like that first, that one presser where he was telling you guys, he was like, I'm not going to tell, like, essentially, I don't know what we have. So I'm not going to, blow smoke and give you all these, like, innuendos and stuff. I'll tell you come August what we have, because you don't even know, which I appreciate.
He knows
that's what the fans appreciate. The fans don't want, you know, innuendos and all this stuff and, you know, rah, rah, rah. We want the truth. Which
no, obviously they don't. You're such a liar.
We do
want the truth.
You want the truth.
You
want people to lie to you.
No, so, I don't.
No, I don't. You want people to lie to you.
Like we were lied to for 66 years. So hey, you walked into that one, okay? And I did not want any part of that.
I did not lie.
I wasn't talking about you. I'm talking in general. The overwhelming masses the
over there falling in love.
Oh my gosh!
Don't act like Falcons and Falcons. The Falcons PR team. They're like, look at these pretty passes. Man,
look at our part time worker. Ooh,
that was horrible. And then they
give him full time.
And then they put him at a podium, and he talks about how football's a part time job.
Oh my god!
And the media relations people are like, ooh.
Yep, you're gonna learn. Don't put that man in the front of the microphone too much. Yuck. He got verbal diarrhea.
Oh my, you didn't warn him.
Something.
You didn't warn him.
Stop.
He will say something stupid. He did it for 6 years. 6 years. That man will say something stupid.
I mean, I get what he was saying, though. I get what he was saying.
You don't say.
No, you don't, dude. You can say you love your family and my kids. My kids are everything to me and all that. Don't throw out the line, football's a part-time.
But he said it here. He told us to our face when it was coming to a close. You know, but I go home to my family. I'm a kid in my family. I'm good. It don't matter. Win or lose. No.
He did say that when he goes home, it's different. Which, yes, because when I hop, you know, I get a ton of hate on here and that. But when I go upstairs and I see my kids, it's gone. It's right out my head, you know? So, but when he came out and said it's a part, if I was a Falcons fan, man, I would be like, why?
And well, they drinking the Kool-Aid though. They drinking the Kool-Aid though. So
at least they got him for the minimum.
You see all the pretty passes?
They are just
don't act like you don't see them.
What's new?
When training camp, you're gonna be wishing you saw pretty passes in Dolphins land. Oh.
Whoa!
Why? Oh, that's what I'm at. All I'm saying is you're gonna be wishing you saw pretty passes,
hater.
We're gonna see him too.
You're gonna be hoping you are gonna want those pretty passes, right?
We probably already have them, Omar.
You want to go a stretch of 9 practices where you don't see the starting quarterback throw an interception, right? You're gonna want that, right?
There was one interception that somebody released of Malik. Let me see if I can find it.
What'd you say?
Well, there was one pass. Somebody released a pass from Malik.
It was to Tyreek Hill from last year, and they pretended it was Malik Willis to Chris Bell.
There it is. Yeah.
One. Please don't do Malik Willis to Chris Bell. Chris Bell's not even practicing. That's from last year, and it's to.
Man, I hope Chris Bell get out there sooner rather than later.
He won't.
It'll be a minute.
It'll be a minute. And you don't want to rush him.
Nope.
You do not want to rush him. We know we got one coming.
Sure.
Sure. Oh my! You.
The I told you. You want me to lie to you. You want me to tell
you. I'm not asking you to lie, but just like I need to calm down with my optimism. Calm down with your pessimism.
Okay.
Calm down.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Anywho.
I've been covering the Dolphins for 19 years. So
this you ain't covered this team.
This team is even might be the worst one I've seen.
Oh my god.
No.
Oh, they definitely have less talent right now than 2007. 2007 was decimated by injuries.
That you know of.
2007 was decimated by injuries. Don't do that.
There weren't that many injuries in 2019. Also, at this time of year, was worse than this one that they've got right now.
They had a let me stop. Let me. Yeah. Okay.
Lick My Jordans. That's an interesting name. He wants to know how long until Ewers takes the starting job.
Until the 12th of never.
Until Malik gets hurt.
Until April 31st.
On a Monday or a Tuesday. Yeah.
Malik is hurt. He's not. There's
not happening.
We were just talking about the communication from Hadley. Very small chance.
Very small chance. Very small chance. Let me give you the hypothetical. Let's say we go through training camp. Let's say we have joint practices against Washington. Malik consistently looks like this is over his head. And then one day, and Quinn Ewers is just continuing to be aggressive and continue to make the most of his secondary weapons. And one day they'll say, you know what? The team can't deny what they're seeing because the players will start whispering and they'll put Quinn Ewers in there. And Quinn Ewers will have to absolutely kill it to take the job. It's possible.
So 12th of never?
Not likely, but possible.
Sure.
So there's no way they were going to have a Matt Flynn, Russell Wilson situation?
0.7% chance.
Yeah, we're not going to have a situation like last 0.7. Year.
7% chance. 7% chance.
Lucky Luciano said, does Malik's inability to scramble and create off scripts due to quarterbacks not being allowed to be touched hurt his performance in practice? This kind of coincides with TD saying on, I think it was Monday, about how he's a
gamer. Wednesday.
Yeah, he's a gamer. I watch, even though I'm not here, I'm watching.
We appreciate that. I actually agree with Lucky Luciano. Like right now, it's like as if Malik has shackles on his feet. He can't move. Stay in your pocket, make your plays, be a pocket passer, throw. We're not going to sit up here and scramble around and play broken play drills. There are no broken play drills. We're not playing scramble ball.
There were a couple of plays where he did scramble in practice on Wednesday.
Yeah, he may bring it out a little bit out, just a little.
No, there's no design runs, and there were a couple of plays where there was that pressure by Chapa you talk about, or other players, and then he would get out of the pocket and he would scramble.
I ruled those as a sack anyway, but I understand what you're saying.
You guys are like, there's a sack, here's a sack, here's a sack. So, and I would say, no, that was not why he was a little bit off with the passes.
I would agree with you. He was off because he has no chemistry with his receivers. He was just off.
Hopefully he gets with them during this 6 weeks off. Chay Tillman said, don't want to mention the one drop in dimes in Atlanta.
Loose change.
I think you just did.
Idleman said, looking for a top five pick in 2027.
Let me say something on that. He's going to look great as long as you don't hit him.
It's those bullets start flying.
When things get live and people start hitting him, things can change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So seen it. When he doesn't have to worry about people knocking his block off, you're going to see some feathered passes, balls thrown into tight windows. It's a different game when it's a real game.
And people act surprised. Of course he's making some nice throws. Of course he's looking accurate. We've seen it every year. But it's a matter of getting to where the troubles start later in the season. Arm starts to wear. He starts getting hit a little bit more. And then he starts to think about the game more than he should. And that's when things go left.
Yep. Idleman said, looking for a top five pick in 2027, player development and competitive games in 2026.
I don't like this whole looking for a top five pick. One, good teams do not need top five pick to be good teams. They make it happen with the selections that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Good drafts come down to good evaluations, not early picks. Also, I have learned my lesson from 2019 about tanking. Tanking is a loser's mentality. Tanking is a part of a poisonous culture that maybe it can make you the OKC and San Antonio Spurs. They both tanked. Let's be real about it. They both tanked to get where they are. But it's a bad habit to it's like you have to have positive results for all the things that you're doing and coaching. If you're Jeff Hafley, you have to. And this is where me and Poupard always argue, because Poupard is always like, they needed to play Josh Rosen all season. And I always say Brian Flores would have lost his team and probably been fired in year one if he had continued to play Josh Rosen.
And then there wouldn't be a lawsuit.
I don't know. I think there still would have been a lawsuit.
There would have been an even greater lawsuit.
Yeah. We would have had Joe Burrow. Come to think of it, just keep Rosen in. We would have had Burrow.
Robert said Lester Diner on 84. When we were talking, when I was asking you guys about the diners,
That's the one. That's when I remember. There was also one in one near the stadium. I think there was one in North Miami as well. But
there's a diner near the stadium, but it's not open late nights.
It's not open 24 hours.
Hell no. There's diners, but most of those diners, there's diners on Upper East Side, but they do breakfast. They close at night. Mm-hmm. What there are some late night eateries like Moshi Moshi, which I absolutely love.
Entertainers.
Tootsies is food and entertainment.
Oh. I might try the wings one day, Omar. I might.
Yeah, you should. You should.
To go.
They do. They actually do to go. They do Uber Eats and they do to go.
Delivery, matter of fact. Yeah.
Javier said, "What player do you think will get a post June? We will get in post June first. And by the way, Omar, what's the midlife crisis nose piercing?" Almost had that for like ever.
Why is that a midlife crisis?
I've been past my midlife crisis. That was when I bought a convertible. Like, it's just, I just live.
They'll probably grab two post June 1st.
Two what?
Don't expect big names, please.
No,
they already told you they not spending no money. Right. They do need help at running back, because the running back unit is very thin.
They'll have like $21 million. They'll probably grab like two guys for around.
No,
five.
They won't. No, they won't.
Hold on, who's in the running back room? Who do we lose?
That running backs are the position that get.
Dude, they could improve. They could improve the backup spot.
Huh?
What they could improve the backup spot. And by the way, this report of like Zamir White, number one, the dude averaged under 3 yards per carry each of the last 2 years. Number two. This was at a recent workout, and me thinks that workout was before the Dolphins signed a guy from the Falcons practice squad who actually looks probably as good as any of the non-top three running backs, Carlos Washington Jr. So if the suggestion is that Zamir White's your answer as a backup running back, sorry, no.
I remember who's the guy that literally broke his neck last year?
Alexander Mattison.
Alexander Mattison, he OTAs, he was invisible. They put on pads, and he came alive.
Yep.
And I hope they have somebody like that, because right now they're not running the ball, but you know they're very thin at running back. They're very, very, very thin at running back.
And we're just talking about depth if Achan get hurt, because. Yeah. Right. I'm curious, are they going
to treat... just talking about depth to make it through the exhibition season, because HN ain't playing in the exhibition season.
Mm-hmm.
So you need people to carry the ball.
Are they going to increase his running back workload now?
Who? HN?
Yeah.
A little bit. I wouldn't expect.
Is he going to be a two and a half yard? Two and a half down back now? Because I don't know if he's a three down back.
He's a three down back. He catches
he's a three down back, but he's typically not used as a three down back because they supplement him in the lining him out in the slot and different things like that.
They according to the running back coach, whose name escapes me at the moment,
Liddell Betts.
Yes, I know I'm not good at names. They are a team that wants to run a platoon of guys and not just be a featured back type of guy. and have people fill in different roles. So it'll be interesting to see how that, we might see Ollie Gordon continue to be the short yardage back and things of that nature.
Is that really the way to go when you have your top running back is over here and then your second and third running backs are over here? And for those listening in the audio podcast, I'm illustrating a very wide gap between HN and the other running backs on the
line. I mean, remember when Tyreek Hill said, why are we running short yardage plays with Devon HN, our smallest player?
Like, Tyreek being Tyreek.
It was the truth. He did say it. He said it out loud, which,
yeah.
But, you know, play to your strengths.
Brian said, do you see players do better with pads on?
There are some players who do better, and then there are some players who do worse.
You just see more of the truth.
Not necessarily. Some players.
Mainly joint practice, you see more of the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
You get a better idea for the linebackers, defensive line, offensive line.
You get one-on-ones and joint practices? That don't miss those. One-on-ones and joint practices with pads on?
Yeah.
Don't miss that.
O-line, D-line, not wide receiver, cornerback.
Wide receiver, cornerback. I don't even watch that.
Those are skewed so badly for
the offense. That heavily favors. If the defensive player actually makes a play, I care. But the offensive player should make a play.
All right.
Phil Jones says, is Omar's roll of dollar bills called a Tootsie's roll?
I'm very stingy with my dollars, by the way.
You give 20s? I'm sorry.
Oh, hell no.
Eula said, you think other coaches hit the pen like McDaniel?
Damn. Yes.
100%.
On the field? Never mind.
And that was just a pen. I know a lot of people want to think that was a different type of pen.
No, that wasn't.
That was a vape pen on the field? Pen.
That was confirmed.
Yeah, that was a vape pen. Mike vaped on the field. The league said...
And he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he fessed up to it on a podcast. I don't remember with who.
He vaped. He vaped in the game.
Hey, man, when you got certain quarterbacks, you got to do whatever you got to do, man. It is what it is. I ain't mad at him.
Stop slicing golf with the tenor said, doesn't it make sense to bring in an experienced quarterback in case Willis and his 6 starts or Ewers and his 3 starts struggle or get hurt? Having Tua go down with Tim Boyle in reserve didn't work for us.
If either of those quarterbacks aren't good, it makes sense to lose every game.
Yeah, you're going to draft one next year.
I mean, you're going to lose every game.
Intentionally, Omar, because you're not tanking. But yes. No, they're the reason that they wouldn't is that they're at different places in terms of the development of the franchise. And, yes, the Dolphins messed up bad in not getting decent backup quarterbacks in 23, 24, 25. But this year it doesn't matter because the season's not about we're close to being a contender or we're contenders. It's about development and building a foundation.
And as I wrote in the Miami Herald column, what makes me uncomfortable about that whole mindset mentality approach is that there is a lack of leadership on this team. Massive voids in the rooms of wide receiver, tight end, edge rusher, cornerback, safety. No leadership in any of those rooms. And that is going to bite you in the butt when it comes to player development.
That's what the coaches are for.
Can't coach all these
rookies. I know, I forgot. Sorry.
That's what you say. That's what the coaches are for. The best teams are the teams that are led by their leaders.
Yeah, and that might be the Dolphins in 2027 or 2028. They're not there yet. It's about player players can develop through coaching. And it's not just they don't necessarily have to have a Calais Campbell to show them the way, or even Zach Sealer among the defensive linemen. Not to say it's a bad thing, but I don't think it's necessary for those guys to be able to develop the way you want them to.
It's necessary if you ain't trying to win. I mean, it's not necessary.
But this year, it's not about winning this year.
I don't like that. I don't like that, and I don't support it.
Either. You don't like that.
I don't like that, and I don't support it. They're just blanket. This year is not about winning. It's about developing sucky players. like developing inexperienced rookies. Okay, we did that last year, and then we had the press conference with the coaches, and they said, man, those rookies had to play out of necessity, and, you know, it was tough on us, you know, but we had to do it. Okay. No, you chose to do it.
Because last year they were in a really bad cap shape last year. Chris Greer called it, if you remember, in August of 2025, he talked about that year was kind of a reset a little bit, where in the offseason they stopped throwing out money all over the place with all the big extensions too, and they were going to rely more on younger players. And this year it's a full, Dolphins, rebuild. And yes, you want to win every game, but it can be a successful season if they go 5-12, if they accomplish some of the other goals. It's not all about just winning. That's the point I'm making, or for me, that. Mm.
Ian said, I saw He Who Shall Not Be Named call football his part-time job. I can't wait to watch all his pressers this year. Guy's awful in front of a mic. He's too honest.
Mm-hmm. He needs to learn. He lacks awareness. I forget. I mean, it's great to be honest, but also there's also a lack of awareness. Sorry. Just like the Show Me Money, there is nothing mean intended or whatever that we talk about being unaware. Oh my Lord.
Wow. Last year was bad. Like last year, him in front of the mic. Oh my God. He was throwing people under the bus. And
he was not.
Yes, he was.
We would have written headline stories.
He had to apologize twice in the year.
Yeah, he was.
Okay. All right. He apologized once.
But Doug, even before that, the Doritos comment, I mean, talk about lack of awareness. Yeah. Seriously.
You know what? I think at that point he let the trolls get to him.
Yep.
And
he took a shot at me.
He can't let him. He can't let TD get to you. And sometimes when that happens,
talking about my cool ranch, man.
People in the chat are saying CTE. He didn't start talking like that really until the concussions happened.
Nah, he always talked like that. He's always talks like he has he's taking a truth serum.
Honest to a fault.
This was the big difference.
Because his rookie year, he said he didn't know the playbook fully, and people blew that up.
What? Listen, once he secured his full-time job, it didn't matter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was just... That's when he had to start apologizing for being just dumb, man.
Hey, I was proud.
Can I preemptively say something for the folks who are going to comment of like, why can't you leave Tua alone? Because he was a franchise quarterback for 5+ seasons, and he was the player around whom the Dolphins basically built everything. So, sorry, it's going to take a while to completely detach
from. Also, how much money is he costing us for the next
year? Yeah, how about we put a rule in place? As long as dead cap is still, we still eating it, we eligible.
Paying him, we'll stop talking about him.
As long as you're still paying his bills.
He's still on the roster.
$55 million. $55 million this
no,
year.
No, you're gonna lose. You're not gonna have to pay like two because the offset
$43 million next year. So until we're done paying that man, we will stop.
No. That's dead cap. You don't pay the $43 million next year. It's just this year's salary. It's just this year's salary.
So you got it for this year. Just talk
about next year is still going against the cap.
Cap ain't real. You got $100 million. You got $100 million in cap space. That buys you a whole new team.
We could have had one for.
Had 150. Yes, if it
were. Yeah, could have had way more.
You can't spend $100 and how much cap space is it?
It's one.
I mean, it's $150, like $140 now. But
when the rookies get signed, it'll be probably $130. You can't spend $130 million.
We're at $132, and then when the rookies get signed, we'll probably be at about one.
Omar, we've done it before.
No, we have not.
I mean, Tyreek, Chubb, Ramsey, no,
you have Waddle. Not. Spent, you have not in cap space. I'm saying in cap space.
But you have being real.
Real quick though, did you hear this is, you know, Alan, you got the Montreal hat on, you hear that they're trying again to put a cap on the MLB.
Yep. That'll go over well with the players.
I was about to say, you ready for another strike?
I could go away forever. I can't. Baseball's dead to me.
LA is. I wonder why.
Yeah, not bitter at all.
Why could that be? I wonder. Next week is mandatory mini camp, Tuesday to Thursday. We are now going down June and July. We'll only be doing two shows a week. Somebody actually hit me up on Twitter and was like, guys, three shows in the off season. You guys have to cut them down. So
not important prospect, baby. And
we are going to two shows and we're going to start incorporating some pre-recorded stuff. So we're going to mix it up, try to give you guys a bunch of cool stuff on the channel. So if you haven't yet, hit the subscribe button, help us grow in that aspect. We got another donation. Number one Heat fan said Tua's first job is being a father and a husband. Football is third. And that's true for every one of you, 1,000%. The difference is we don't say it.
Leave out the line. Football's a part-time job. Leave out that line. The rest of it, nobody's arguing with you there.
I have not watched his press conferences, so I do not know what you all are referring to.
I only, watch
Tua highlights. Okay.
Well, you got a little
that's
bit of that
all that's relevant to me.
Oh man,
go check out Omar Kelly on the Miami Herald. He's got some fantastic articles over there. Alan Poupart as well, Miami Dolphins on SI, some more fantastic articles, and he will tell you, Alan, what will you tell him about Miami Dolphins on SI?
What will I tell him? Oh, all the content is free.
There you go. You can also check out you can check out some free content if you go to youtube.com/TDFinsTalk and Roundtable Sports and youtube.com/DougLeeDoWrong. We will see you guys Monday. We are preparing for mini camp, and then these two gentlemen, you're going to be there all 4 days, right? It's open all four
days.
Three days.
Yes. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
All right.
Peace out.
Great weekend.